I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is time to do something that we've been doing a lot of lately, and that is talking about a video game called Fortnite. Now, this game has taken over and infiltrated our radio station. Several of us up here started playing this game. I was guilty of playing this game only because I was concerned about my kids and their addiction to it. My 12-year-old son Max and my 10-year-old Miles, they love this game. They play it nonstop. Anytime you got to pull them off the game, it's a nightmare because they're argumentative about it. They don't want to get off the game. And then when they're off the game and you tell them to do something else, they just want to watch YouTube videos about the game since they're not allowed to play the game. And so it really defeats the purpose. And you're like, no, give me your electronics. Get outside and be a child. So then they go outside and they go to their friend's house and play Fortnite at their friend's house. And so it's like, it's Fortnite, Fortnite, Fortnite. So I wanted to find out what the hell was going on with this video game. Being a washed up video gamer, hadn't been into video games for a long time. And I played it, and I was like, I don't know. I don't get this. Let me do it again. I played it again. I was like, eh. Played it again. I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. Played it again.
The third drag off the pipe.
Yeah, it's Crack Rock. It's a Crack Rock. And, you know, it's not a bad game. Like, what is the game where you go around killing everyone and
Rocket League.
Close.
You pull over and
Grand Theft Auto.
A street lady of the street gets in your vehicle. You
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
It's Grand Theft Auto,
yeah,
right?
GTA.
Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you saying Grand? Yeah, Grand Theft Auto. And if you play Grand Theft Auto, that would be concerning for kids.
Grand Theft Auto?
This is not that. So I played it. I was like, there's nothing bad about this. Yeah, they're killing people, but there's no blood. It's kind of cartoony.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of a game of survival. And 100 people are dropped on an island, and the last man standing wins the match.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get killed in the first 10 seconds, or it could take 20 minutes. But it's so much fun. And you just play, and it's a free game. But you spend money on your outfits that your guy wears. They're called skins.
Spend money on your outfits.
Stop calling them outfits.
The outfits are awesome. You get the right outfit on your guy, and you just have a lot more confidence, right, Shibby?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And people make fun of the people with the basic skins, is what they call them.
They call them noobs. Like, my sons, like, they're enamored with Kavanaugh. They've been able to play with him online, and they've been watched him play. They respect Kavanaugh's game at Fortnite.
That's awesome.
And they're like, they hear him on the radio, and they're like, Is that Jeffrey time? Because that's his name. I'm like, yeah, that's Jeff Kavanaugh. They're like, oh, okay. Yeah, he's really good at Fortnite. But they're always, every time, they're like, but tell him his skin it makes him look like a noob.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it when he's...
And that's what you think, kid.
And there's his...
It's part of my charm.
So now he has bought some outfits for his guy.
Oh, he has?
Some skins.
It's a good way to disguise, though, if you're better than maybe they'll expect.
I do like the dance aspect where the characters dance, but it took off for me when we had a soccer tournament this weekend, and whenever the kids scored, they would do various dances from Fortnite.
Yes.
That's a fun youth byproduct.
Oh, they all know those dances. So my wife was out of town this weekend with two of our kids. It was just me and Miles.
All right.
Man, we got a lot of Fortnite in.
Did you guys go to the men's club?
No, we played Fortnite.
Oh, at the men's club.
No, we played Fortnite.
What are you telling us?
We played Fortnite, the video game.
So what happened at the men's club?
We pretty much didn't do anything else. So it's pretty much Father of the Year material.
Awesome.
And man, I played so much, I just don't think I'm getting better though.
Really?
Nah, I don't think I'm improving.
What are you stagnating? Like, does your character do the Napoleon Dynamite dance?
Like, I'll play with a squad. You know, there's four people. And everyone will get, you know, four or five kills, maybe two kills. I never get a kill. I just run around. They have to revive me. I'll carry the med kit. I'll get everyone healthy. I don't help.
I think probably you stagnated because you became so dependent upon Big Steve. You know what
I'm
saying?
Wait, hold on a second. Who, tell the listeners who Big Steve is.
Oh, you talking about your best friend? You met him in a Fortnite chat room.
I've still never really met my best friend.
And he seduced you. He seduced you with his Fortnite skills.
The friendship seduced us both.
I mean, the way you've described him, he's basically just baby birding you at all times.
Yeah, he's baby birding me, no question. We play Fortnite. Big Steve is really good. Like, he can kill everybody. And so we're going through in a duo. It's me and him running. We both have guns. And we're like, oh, my God, there's some people up there. He hides behind something. He builds. I stand around. I'm like, what direction is it coming? I don't know. I'm dead.
Where did Big Steve come from?
Well, I think he was a listener. And so Okay. Over time, me, Kavanaugh, Shippy, KT, Parker,
Kevin
Colby,
Insider.
Several different people from the radio station started playing online. And then I think Kavanaugh first realized, okay, there's a bunch of listeners that are really good.
Timmy B. Named Nutsack.
Yeah, Timmy B. from the D.
I saw him Friday night.
Happy Chop. Oh, you did? Nice.
And we'll get to that in a minute.
Happy Chop. And then Big Steve.
Mitchell.
Yeah, so there's a couple different guys that are really good. And so we want to play with all the listeners. But some of the listeners just want to, they've just picked it up in the last week, and it's fun to meet them, but right. You can't win with them.
This is what I want to see. Dude. Because there are dudes, each one of you guys have a dude that's better at Fortnite that's kind of mentoring you in the Fortnite world.
Yeah.
And I think they're probably enjoying it because they listen to the radio station and like, hey, this is fun. I get to interact with the radio personality that I enjoy, and they're all vibing off of it. But now that Fortnite is saying we'll give out $100 million in prize money for Fortnite tournaments. How fast is Big Timmy D from the D and Happy Chop Mitch and Big Steve? They're going to drop you guys when it comes time for cash because
nah.
You guys aren't toting the note.
Nah, Big Steve would never quit me.
Big Steve can't win $100 million with you.
Listen, the thing about Big Steve is this, guys, you don't understand. So we're running around out there. All of a sudden, psh, 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 I get killed. We're surrounded. Two other people have already died. Like last night, we were in a foursome. The first two guys died.
What a freak show.
The first two guys died. Whoa. And so they ended up watching me and Big Steve
finish
in
the foursome?
A duo.
Oh.
And so they're essentially watching us play a duo. And they're like, wow, this is just like you described. You get killed every 2 minutes. He kills all four of the bad guys and then comes and revives you.
Wait.
Gives you a med kit. And, you know, shield juice and a better gun. It's like, and encouragement. And encouragement. He's always like, I was like, man, sorry about that. He's like, no, man, you did fine.
Is he stepping over the other guy's dead bodies
yes.
to heal you again?
Four dead bodies.
Why doesn't he? No, I'm talking about the guys on your team. Why
oh, they're
he
already
them?
Dead.
Why didn't he heal them?
Man, they're on their own. He's looking out for me.
That's it?
Well, I mean, we're out there together trying to conquer the world.
You know what this has turned into?
The banana boat.
Well, you know how like one of your, you know, like one of your friends, your boys, gets attached to a girl.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden.
So this is like the midday show?
No. Just in general. Like, so one of your guys, he's starting to see a girl and he's not down to hang anymore. So you feel like you've lost a member of your crew.
Yeah.
There's kind of some of that going on with Big Steve. As I got on last night to try to look for my friends online.
Oh, yeah.
Usually Shippy and Ben. Usually Ben's online. I can just hop in with Ben and see Ben's taken. Him and Big Steve are out. Oh, running around,
right.
holding hands to the prairie.
I envision Big
Steve. You turn into the guy who got attached to the girlfriend. You won't hang out anymore.
Online. Yeah. I picture Big Steve immediately killing the other two guys with your foursome so that it can just be you two guys in the moonlight.
Listen, I don't want to paint Big Steve the wrong way. And my seven-year-old daughter will go, Dad, are you going to play with Big Steve tonight? It's hilarious. Big Steve isn't a real talkative guy. But when he does talk, it's usually with compassion. You know, he's like, hey, man, you did good there. Good try. That's what separates
good
him.
Good try.
He's like the friendly assassin.
He's like a teacher.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, he's giving me encouragement. Like some of the guys you play with, you can tell you're just an anchor and you're killing them. And you're just irritating the hell out of them because you're so bad.
Their character size.
But, yes. Yes. And so anyways, last night I ended up playing with two guys from the neighborhood. And Big Steve.
Okay.
And we went out and we won a bunch of games, but you're right. I'm not getting any better.
Because you're dependent on
yeah,
Big Steve.
Because I'm dependent on Big Steve.
At some point, you got to tell your 25-year-old, get the hell out of the house.
No.
I'm not giving you free rent.
No, don't you try to get in between me and Big Steve.
No,
I've got some ideas for the show. Like you mentioned, the Ben and Skin show featuring KT Shippy and Big Steve.
I have a feeling that you want the Ben and Skin show with Big Steve, and the skin part is just a character's outfit. I'm totally eliminated.
Okay, so did you play this weekend?
What I did.
Oh, whoa,
well,
you did?
Let me tell you guys what I did. So my daughter was spending the night out. Mama went out to this thing. She was out hooking up with some guy. I don't know who she was with. So it was just me and Dez at the crib, all right? And Dez wants to video game it up. I looked down at my phone. and I see, I can't remember if it was Shippy or KT that I saw on the Twitter, and they were playing Fortnite together. And I went, I'm looking at my son, and I'm thinking, one of the things he said is, he goes, man, I'm just not as good at Fortnite as I want to be. And I thought, man, I'm sitting here thinking about you and Big Steve. And I'm like, man, if I could just get Dez in one of these games, it'd make him pretty happy.
Yeah.
So I texted Shippy. I texted Shippy or you, KT? I can't remember.
I think it was me.
I was so drunk. And
I don't know.
And it was Shippy and KT and Ben, our old friend Jason Farantello.
Yes.
That was, he's for many years, because Ben and I came before computers. He's our IT guy, no matter where we go. In fact, KT,
he's
you
in
said
my phone is Jason IT guy.
Yeah, but he's not.
I was gonna play with him on Friday, but I was busy with Big Steve.
Okay, so somehow you guys got hooked up with Farantello.
Yeah, it was weird.
Okay, and then suddenly, hey, would you guys bring? And I think Shippy, did you kick Big Timmy D from the D out or something?
I think I might have had to kick Nutsack.
We had to kick Nutsack out.
So you guys kicked Nutsack.
It's so hard to do. There's no easy way to do it. You just got to go. Yeah, I'm gonna have to. We were waiting for someone.
Right.
So
Nutsack goes, I don't have to work tomorrow. I'm gonna be up till 6 a.m.
So you guys let Desmond run with you for a little bit. For about half an hour or more. It's pretty awesome of you guys. Very nice of you dudes.
No problem.
Okay, so I imagine that Dez was going to be the worst player because he's playing with adults. And man, the next day I hear him describing this to his mother.
Oh.
Boy, Dez was really high on his abilities compared to KT and Farantello.
Really?
Oh. Dez goes, well, Shippy's pretty good. I was probably the second best player. And then all I remember is the game was going down. I kept remembering him going, hey, guys, I got a gun if you want it. Or, hey, do you want this? It just seemed like my son kept offering up stuff to people.
He's baby birding them.
In his mind, he was.
He's our Big Steve.
Wow, your Big Steve is skinned son.
So I've played with both Max and Miles as well, and it's the same way. Dez, the same way. They move so fast.
They don't
I'm amazed at how good these kids are at video games because it's real quick. Like Shippy's really good. Shippy's probably my Big Steve at this point. You know, I probably play with him the most.
I appreciate that.
My son thinks Shippy's awesome at video games.
That was a nice thing to say to you.
Yeah,
right?
I've
kids really
that audio.
Tear it up. Like, they're really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, it's like, wow.
So I want to ask you, Ben, if you still have confidence in our IT guy, Farantello.
Okay.
He's been our IT guy forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. And he told me, hey, you're playing video games. Now you're in my world. Awesome.
Okay. Well, let me pull the curtain back on his ass.
Okay.
So Dez has got a headset on. And Dez goes, he goes, Dad, tell Farantello to get out of game chat. And I don't even know what this is. He might have been going, I don't even know what he's talking about. I was like, are you talking to Shippy? Yeah. So Shippy told my son to tell Farantello to get out of game chat. So I text Farantello, get out of game chat. This is, okay, this happened at 10 o'clock Friday night. He said, how, ? I said, you're asking me with 5 ? I'm an idiot.
Oh.
He said, oh, LOL, you're right. I said, do you have Shippy's number? Nope. So I had to send him Shippy's number so Shippy could explain to Farantello how to get out of the mode that was screwing the game up. Our IT guy doesn't even know how to play Fortnite.
What a noob.
Yeah, we're screwed.
The way he had it, we couldn't hear him talk, which communication is key in this game. So that's how Timmy B from the D ended up in the Dream Team, because we couldn't hear from Farantello.
Hey, I need to find out your son's handle. I got to be friends. I got to hook him up with my boys so they can play.
Is he under Skin Wade?
Yeah, it's Skin Wade.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Skin Wade.
All right. I got to get out there and play with him too. But so did you watch a little bit of it while they were playing?
I watched it. It was really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were like running around. Sometimes there's like, well, there was about 15 minutes where I was like, are there other people in this game? You're just running around a hill. I don't understand.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like that.
I want you to narrate a game. Okay. I don't want you to play it. I want you to just narrate
the
game.
Could hear Skin off mic like in the background, and it was hilarious.
It's like his Game of Thrones review.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I don't remember it because I was drunk, but it was fun. And I would like
awesome.
To thank you guys for letting Desmond run.
Yeah. Dude, anytime.
Very
awesome.
Nice with you.
Anytime. Hey, and shout out to Big Steve.
Oh, yes.
The best, man.
Steve, we want Ben back.
No way.
Give us our friend.
Which one of you guys carries the slurp juice?
What? It's Shield juice.
Coming up next, can the Mavs get
juice.
This guy?
There's
their slurp juice.
Well, this game is so stupid.
That was the name of our old high school band, Slurp Juice.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.